The long road back to normal began at market baskets across New Hampshire Thursday. A deal was signed late Wednesday night to sell the majority shares of the company to former CEO Arthur T. Demoulas for more than $1.5 billion. Since his ouster in late June, workers have protested, customers have boycotted, and sales have plummeted. NHBR's Michael Brindley visited the Hooksett store and files this report on where the company goes from here.
Walking into a market basket for the first time in more than a month, Alicia Smith of Allenstown couldn't help but let out a cheer.
First thing this morning, I told my kids, and I'm like, guys, guess what? Market basket, we could go shopping again. They were very thrilled.
Customers like Smith have boycotted the grocery chain's nearly 30 New Hampshire stores as workers protested, demanding the return of Arthur T. Demoulas. Smith wanted to support the workers, which meant going to other grocery stores with higher prices. She says that wasn't easy.
We're a family of seven, so shopping here helps out tremendously with big quantities and the pricing and everything like that. So it's been tough.
Workers at the Hooksett store say they're just as relieved to see the dispute come to an end. Assistant store director Ron LaRue, who's been with the company for 34 years, put it this way.
Besides my kids being born, this is the happiest day of my life, man. We saved our company, bottom line. Customers, the associates, we saved our company.
The question now is how long it's going to take for stores to get back to a normal routine. LaRue says it could be another week before all products are back on the shelves.
Hopefully it's sooner rather than later, you know. Our grocery department in our stores is pretty well stocked, but our perishables department needs some work.
But restocking product is only the first step. Amy Schmidt is an associate professor of economics at St. Anselm College. She thinks most customers will return, but Schmidt says the biggest issue is financing.
The fact that Arthur T. has taken on an awful lot of debt for this purchase, where is that money going to come from to make his interest payments and principal payments?
She says that money has to be made up one way or another.
Now, whether the new owners are willing to bear that cost primarily on their own, or whether we see prices raised and the 401k plans less generously contributed to by the ownership, that we'll have to see.
As for whether this situation offers any lessons that could affect other workplaces, Schmidt says Market Basket is a special case.
I mean, first, this was a privately held company, mostly within one family versus a much more widely held company. But then to have this cooperation between workers and management just is unprecedented. And I don't think that you can apply that to other circumstances.
Good to be back. It is. It's awesome.
More than anything, workers and customers in Hooksett say they're just happy to put the last 40 days behind them. Still, Rachel Spada, who's worked for the company for 4 years, couldn't help but reflect. At 26 years old, she never expected to be part of something like this.
There's nothing more amazing than being able to, you know, stick up for yourself, stick up for the people, and, you know, stick it to the man when it's time. And we showed that it can be done as long as we all stick together.
For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.